From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Months after a jury convicted 35-year-old Eric Allen Battersby of attempted murder, he and his attorney are asking for a continuance of his sentencing as they say they've discovered a number of issues examining hundreds of pages of trial transcripts. Attorney Russ Clanton says one issue involving jury selection should, in Battersby's eyes, qualify his client for a new trial. According to Lost Coast Outpost, Deputy DA Roger Reese, the trial prosecutor, says it's been 5 months since a jury found Battersby guilty. Reese saying Clanton has not provided even preliminary information about his reasons for seeking a new trial. Battersby could face life in prison. The state change in budget allocations for high schools, one of the factors putting financial pressure on the Northern Humboldt Union High School District. There was a special board meeting this week to talk about the budget. Classified staff have a tentative agreement in place that largely maintains health care but includes no cost of living salary adjustment. Negotiations with staff, including teachers, are ongoing. There are five high schools in the district: McKinleyville, Arcata, Six Rivers, Pacific Coast, and Mad River High Schools. Officials say the state's commitment to early intervention services is taking some funding away from higher grades, and that has been a challenge. Also, pension and health insurance rates have grown steadily, and revenues haven't kept up. Well, students at Washington Elementary are being urged to stand up and speak out as part of the school's social and emotional curriculum. The Stand Up and Speak Out, or SUSO, program, put on by Way Beyond Measure, a group traveling around the country to teach kids empathy, respect, and safety using music and games and skits. The founder saying he started the program to teach kids about building good character. It's the first year Washington Elementary has taken part in the program. Well, it's a daunting prospect, but a question you might need to ask yourself on occasion. Would you know what to do if a disaster hit the area? On Saturday, the Fortuna Police Department wants to help you out. The department will host its 2019 Disaster Fair, where residents will have the opportunity to learn some emergency preparedness skills. Law and emergency officials from all over Humboldt County will be in attendance to contribute their expertise to people who take part. The annual Fortuna Disaster Fair happens October 5th at the Fortuna Fire Department starting at 10 a.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.